I do have 8 years' experience. The first 2 years were in majority, and the following 6 years were in minority. I recommend majority in every opportunity. And not to make this partisan, but certainly there have been some that have said publicly, I know Jim Edgar has been quoted as saying, if there was ever a time for the Democrats to be in complete control, perhaps now is it, given the budget situation. And, of course, there'll be an effort by the Democrats to try to pass off the budget problems, which are a result in fall of revenues, and blame it on the previous administrations, which were Republican. All of this will cause controversy and cause opportunities for Republicans to speak up, and I certainly intend to be included among those who speak up on the issues.
I would think that Republicans would want to work with Democrats on a solution and or perhaps put out their own alternative solutions for the people of Illinois to look at. What do you think those solutions might look like?
We're going into a retreat, a get-together of Senate Republicans over the next couple of days. That's exactly what we're talking about. You know, we agree that we ought not just snipe. We ought not just be the naysayer. That's certainly easy enough to do. But it is in no way attractive to me and to my colleagues. I mean, we want to be a part of the solution in a bipartisan fashion. And really, to be a part of that solution, you do have to come up with the alternatives. It's easy to say, oh, that's a bad idea or that's a bad policy and rant and rave about it. But you really need to then propose what you would do instead. And that's what we're going to be talking about over the next couple days, certainly as we gather and put our collective minds together and come up with alternatives and a strategy.
Is there anything that should be protected in the next budget?
We need to make sure that education is protected. Of course, there's always room for improvements in operations. And I think that higher education and education need to look at that. But I can tell you, just as my remarks are heard, if this is broadcast my remarks on this, you'll have some people out there saying, well, Rick, we've already cut back to bare bones and we're still going into the red. And I think in our rural school districts, I think that's very true. But perhaps in higher education, we can find new efficiencies and be responsive to some who complain, including Governor Blagojevich, that perhaps there's some waste. I think that he's overstated that, and I don't think that there is that kind of waste, the kind of magnitude that he has in mind. But certainly we can improve efficiencies in the way we operate and demonstrate that.
You've been a proponent of the death penalty. Is there anything that you could imagine that would change your position on the death penalty?
I think that it certainly is a penalty that needs to be in place. I think morally you can substantiate it, but the only time it comes into question is if it's done arbitrarily or capriciously. Of course, I'd be opposed to that. There should be a commutation or a pardon depending on the case, but it needs to be reviewed case by case.
I was speaking the other day with Marty Barrett, who is the regional superintendent of schools for Ford and Champaign counties, and he was saying to me that he believes that there is a window of opportunity over the next year to take a look at the funding formula for K-12. What's your take on that?
I agree. If you're talking about using income tax revenues to offset property tax revenues, in other words, reducing the property tax bills of individuals and businesses by a half or a third, using instead the income tax, which for the most part would replace the funding for our schools, and if that is then directed to our schools in a fair formula that adequately funds our schools statewide, and there is a legal mechanism in place to control the growth of future property taxes, I think that's a sellable package.